Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted to have as our guest for the entire show tonight our Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, representing the 46th Congressional District. Dana, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
Can't believe you've been in office 19 years and time flies when you're having fun.
It's been a long time, and I was in the White House for 7 years before that, so I'm a California guy and I've been gone a long time.
So you worked with President Reagan in the White House as speechwriter, and
then left the last year of his administration, came out here and ran for Congress. Everybody said I didn't have a chance because I had no name ID and very little money, but I had 50 pictures of myself with Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office and Air Force One, and the people in our district liked Ronald Reagan.
Well, let's take a look at what's happening and give us an update from your perspective in Washington, D.C., the important issues and your take on them.
Well, the war is still going on, and of course, as long as people are killing American soldiers and as long as you have a radical Islamic threat to our country where you have human beings who would come over and slaughter us if they had a chance, that has to be the number one issue of concern. I've been very involved in that. I am very cognizant, however, the fact that Americans feel that we've been carrying the heavy load for the whole world, and especially a heavy load for the freedom of the people of Iraq. And I actually have a piece of legislation that I have submitted that would require that any further military operations we have after this year, if the Iraqis want us to be there to help them, they're going to have to pay for those military operations.
Well, I understand the cost is running some $4 billion a week, and suppose they don't pay us, then we just bail?
Well, I'll tell you something. We've spent $500 billion so far and 4,000 American lives, and I do believe that we have given the people of Iraq a chance to have a democratic society, a chance not to live under the iron fist of a tyrant like Saddam Hussein, a chance not to have to live under radical Islam, which is another form of tyranny. So we've done our part, and if they aren't willing to stand up now and at least pay for the bill so from now on and do some of the fighting themselves, which they are beginning to do the fighting, well, then we shouldn't be there. But wow. I think they will step up.
Well, I hope they will, and I also hope they will share more of the security responsibilities, because it's very distressing for Americans to sit and see that we're still doing most of the heavy lifting. It's their country.
That's right. And but they are evolving into a legitimate.
Not exactly rapidly, though.
Well, you know what? It's becoming more rapid now as they become more sophisticated. There was a major operation in Basra against this El Sadr army. And it looked like it was going to be bad in the beginning because they had 1,000 troops that wouldn't participate. Well, they had about 15,000 troops that did participate, and they won it. It was a great victory.
With our help, we had to come in.
Well, we came in with some air support and some things like that.
But I, as you know, publicly supported going in based on the information that was supplied. But I've been very disappointed with the quality of the occupation. I think there were so many things were mishandled.
I think that when they look at Katrina in New Orleans and you say, was that handled in a way that was worthy of the responsibility that we had? No. I would say that the same sort of errors were made in Iraq, and that cost us dearly. Yes. It's not to say that the purpose that we had in mind, which is eliminating a bloodthirsty dictator like Saddam Hussein, who murdered hundreds of thousands of his people, that was not a justified commitment on our part, a noble commitment, but we made some major decisions in carrying out that goal.
I think the light bulb went on with Katrina. People realized that, my God, this is the gang that can't shoot straight, and if they messed up Katrina like that, maybe they're not exactly handling it over there right. And disbanding the Iraqi army, I think, was a mistake of the highest dimension.
Sure it was. Yeah, the president appointed Mr. Bremer to go over there, and Bremer made a lot of mistakes, and there should never have been this coronation by our president of an underling to go and pretend that he's Douglas MacArthur when he had no and no experience in these sort of things.
Well, I'm into that. Are you still cautiously optimistic that we'll have a positive ending to this?
Oh yeah, I look. The Iraqi army is now stepping up. They are fighting major battles with radical Islamic forces and prevailing. You have large numbers of people in the society who are now allying with us, and they weren't our allies before because the evilness of radical Islam has been made very clear to them in the last year or 2 years.
So, you can't afford to make a mistake over there. If you're on the wrong side, they're pretty serious consequences.
Well, these people, the radical Islamists, came into neighborhoods and beheaded people because they wanted to listen to Western music or to educate women and things like that. So the Iraqi people didn't go for that. And we now have given them their opportunity to have a somewhat Western-oriented society, and their oil is now coming online. They've got $70 billion worth of oil revenue that they can deal with. That's why I say it's time for them not only to help the fighting, but start paying for all the military expenses that we incur.
Well, I would certainly agree with that, and I would also hope that together with the payment, the Iraqis could pick up a bigger share of the burden of this fight. Right. It is their country.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be continuing this conversation with our congressman, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
Continue our conversation with Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And Dana, they say politics makes strange bedfellows, and none stranger than you and liberal Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters co-sponsoring a Olympic boycott bill.
Gee, I hate to have that described as bedfellows. But look, I'm very happy that Maxine has joined me in this effort, and we have a bill that would ask, because of China's incredible human rights record, which is it's the worst human rights abuser in the world. Its record in overseas, propping up dictators in Burma and Darfur and in the Sudan and such as that, we shouldn't be treating Beijing like it would be a democratic country. And I'm very pleased that the people on the liberal left side of the spectrum agree with me. It's interesting that it's the standard Republicans and the standard Democrats that are just go along, get along.
The corporate middle.
The corporate middle.
Would you have Bill boycott the whole Olympics or just the opening ceremony?
I don't think we should be participating at all in the Olympics. And I think that letting a country like China have the bad decision was letting them have it in the first place. Second of all, if someone says, well, we're not going to boycott, but we're going to boycott the opening ceremonies, fine. But let's at least make a statement saying to the people of China, we are not on the side of your oppressors. We are not on the side of the people who oppress the people of Tibet or murder Christians. We are not an ally of the Communist Chinese government. We are on the side of the people.
Your point well taken. On the other hand, that there are athletes who have trained so long and to give them a chance. Here's my thought, a possible solution. How about asking the athletes to wear a little black stripe on their uniform, signifying the loss of human rights? Give them the chance to participate that they trained so long to do, but have that message right in the middle of the event itself, all athletes that so care to, a black stripe, the death of human rights.
Well, I think that would be a good thing. Anything that would actually express that view to the people of China, so the people of China will not be demoralized and think that the rest of the world actually are chummy with our oppressors.
Do you see a parallel with the Olympics held in 1936 in Nazi Germany?
Absolutely, yeah. Hitler used those Olympics to make himself look like, oh, look, we're raising up the standard of living of the people of Germany. We've united the people of Germany. Yeah. And it would have been a crime for Roosevelt to go there and sit in the box with Adolf Hitler. And it's a crime.
And you're criticizing our president for going there.
To do that. That's correct. Yeah. But that it shouldn't be surprise anybody that I've joined Maxine Waters. I have been very active across the board on numbers of pieces of legislation in which I co-sponsor a bill with Democrats. And I'm very, this idea that I don't work with Democrats is a total myth. I mean, I am a strong conservative Republican.
I've never said it here.
I know, but some people think that because you're passionate and you're a believer in your beliefs that you can't work with other people. I have Marie Cinci and I, for example, Marie Cinci is one of the more liberal members of the Democratic Party. We're the co-authors of the bill that would legalize medical marijuana. I have a bill I'm working on right now with Schakowsky from Chicago, and it is a bill that's aimed at trying to help our returning veterans who are in the National Guard or Reserves if they have bankruptcy problems. And so I work with a lot of people on the other side of the aisle, and Maxine Waters is one of the ones I've worked with in the past as well.
It's just a striking dissimilarity to me, and but it's well that you can do that. Let's turn to energy policy. Gasoline is now, I paid $4.15 a gallon. It's going through the roof. We thought that prices were going to go down after we stabilized Iraq. It's not happening. There's some threats to shipping in the Gulf, and that drives up spot prices. What are we to do?
Well,
it's sucking purchasing power right out of the economy.
Of course it is. And listen, all of our lives we've had a decent standard of living for normal people and regular people in this country because we've had cheap energy. And the how we had cheap energy was because the decision makers of 50 and 100 years ago made the right decisions. The decisions of the last 30 and 40 years have been the wrong decisions. We have enough offshore oil, offshore oil and gas reserves to take care of a huge chunk of what we're importing from these countries in the Middle East. We've got ANWR up in Alaska, which is just a tiny little area that could produce enormous amounts of wealth. What would have happened if we wouldn't have done the Alaskan pipeline? Oil would be $5 and $6 a gallon now. We've made decisions not to develop our resources. Nuclear energy, which could provide a huge amount of our electricity clean in a clean way, as they do in France and other countries. We haven't built one new reactor in years. So
we're but then what about solar and wind? I mean, we have a lot of sun here.
Yeah, they can provide that much. They provide that much. And the fact is that for the last 20 years, there has been an enormous focus on those. But they, you know, the capability they have of producing electricity or producing what we need to take cars and have transportation taken care of is minimal.
And
by the way, in the future, I mean, I'm all in favor of that. But the fact is, the reason you have $5 a gallon gas now is because the Congress has been influenced by radical environmentalists who absolutely want no growth in traditional energy sources.
Tom Friedman has made the point for many years that we are supporting dictatorships by not developing our own energy and our own energy
policy. We're sending people overseas. Look, we are sending people overseas right now, risking their lives, because yes, our economy is dependent on that oil source. But at the same time, while we're letting people over there spending all of that money, risking the lives of these people, they won't let us drill off of California.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This is sinful.
But just to Tom's point, he's saying that the high price of oil supports dictatorships because they can keep control of their company because of the huge oil profits they make. And if prices got down to a more modest level, they would have to modernize their economy and open up human rights in these countries that are dictatorships.
Well, the only way you can affect the price of oil is to increase the supply, or in some way affect the demand by having more conservation, which is a good thing. But we have totally rejected the idea of dramatically increasing our supply of energy, whether it's nuclear power, which would have a tremendous impact by now. France has almost all of their electricity provided by nuclear power. And all of these sources that we've got for oil and natural gas, we've just let them sit there, even while the price of oil and all that money goes to our enemies.
Okay, we have to take a break. I want to ask the congressman about reducing demand when we come back.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
The facts are in. California State University Long Beach is among the nation's finest universities. For the fourth consecutive year, the campus ranked in the top five public comprehensive universities in the Western United States. In 2007, Cal State Long Beach was named the third best value among all American public colleges and universities. Through superior teaching, research, and community service, Cal State Long Beach is changing lives for a changing world.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We are back continuing our conversation with our Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Dana, thank you for supporting the House resolution recognizing Israel's 60th anniversary. As you know, it's 60th birthday this year, and it's an important milestone in the country's history.
I think Israel has, in the past, made some mistakes, and I think that right now Israel is totally committed to trying to find a peaceful solution with the Palestinians, and unfortunately now the Palestinians are in a situation where there are so many radical elements in that group, it's going to be a tough road to go. But I think that there is an opportunity there for Israel and the Palestinians, because there are good people in the Palestinians and good people in Israel now that want to reach out to each other, and I think that there's reason for hope. Actually, I was more pessimistic 10 years ago that there'd be a long-term solution than today.
But I know that when Israel is attacked, as they were in the last year with rocket attacks, you're fully supportive of Israel's right to respond.
That's correct. Yeah. Well, back when Israel did not support the idea that the Palestinians had a right to their own homeland, which was just 10 years ago, I mean, the Jewish community looked at me like, oh man, Dana is, must be, you know, anti-Israel or something, because he's advocating that the Palestinians be given an option, yes, an honest and a peaceful option of how they're going to survive. Well, Israel at that time, they just said, you're going to have to disappear. Well, now Israel's policy is exactly what
two-state solution.
Let's give the Palestinians a peaceful alternative rather than just the alternative of fighting Israel for the rest of the century.
And well, we hope that peace can come to that tragic area of the world.
You know what? I'm more optimistic than most, because, as I say, 10 years ago, the Palestinians' position was Israel shouldn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
The Israeli position was the Palestinians shouldn't exist. Now there are good people on both sides that realize they got to work out an understanding where Israel can exist and the Palestinians will be able to have a homeland.
And we both know that if that agreement could be consummated, Israel would help with economic development of the Palestinian people.
Their economies would flourish. But the most important thing is this: now that Israel has decided that they will recognize a Palestinian alternative, they had one precondition. That is, you cannot use territory that we are giving you to have a Palestinian state to launch rockets to attack Israel. And it was totally justified, the retaliation that the Israelis did, once the Palestinians start shooting rockets from that territory.
Yeah.
So I really haven't changed my position at all in 10 years, and I think Israel's doing what's right now.
Fair enough. Let's just get back to energy policy for a second. Seems to me reducing demand could contribute to the mix of solutions. And you go outside, you see all these SUVs and all these giant, we don't need an SUV to go from point A to point B.
And you don't need a government law to say that people can't be in an SUV when the price of gas
goes up to
$5.
No, I think the price is going to take care of that.
Well, that's it. Let the market work. And if at $2.50 or $3 a gallon, people are still willing to buy SUVs and drive them, well, that's their freedom to do so and to allocate their money that way. But when it gets up to $5 a gallon,
it
gets their attention, and it will work. And it is working, by the way. I think that with the price of gas the way it is, you're going to have all kinds of electric cars. I know a friend of mine invested in Tesla and hybrids and things like that, and that, I think, will go a long
way. Part of Friedman's solution is to put a tax on gas to keep the price at $5 or thereabouts always. That would encourage investment in domestic drilling and also alternative energy like solar.
Yeah. Well, I certainly wouldn't support that. That's putting taxes on gasoline that's already very high.
But always that the price would always, so that if the free market price dropped to $3, the price at the pump would still be $5, and that money would go to research.
That's baloney. it's just more money being siphoned out of the taxpayers' pockets and directed to their good buddies.
we have to wrap up. Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal. So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
We are back. I'd like to invite you all to join us for the Straight Talk 15th anniversary party and charity night to benefit the Long Beach Police Athletic League. It's being held on Saturday, June 21st at the El Dorado Country Club. If you want tickets, go to our website, straighttalktv.com. They're $100 each, but they go for a good cause. And our guest and friend, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, will be attending the charity night because, among other reasons, it is Dana's birthday that day. And Dana, thank you for again joining us.
That's right. Only 45 years old.
Well, if you come, you want to wish our congressman a happy birthday. And thank you so much for again joining us here on Straight Talk.
Thank you.
And please be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com.